A former president of South Korea, Kim Dae-jung, has died of pneumonia after a long illness. He was 85 years old. Kim Dae-jung was responsible for easing relations with North Korea after more than four decades of unrelenting hostility. Jason Strother reports from Seoul.
In many ways, Kim Dae-jung's career follows the history of South Korea. Ed Reed of the Asia Foundation.
He suffered under dictatorships, resisted dictatorship, fought for democracy, became president, opened a new era with North Korea. So that is the story of modern South Korea.
In 1971, after nearly defeating the military strongman Park Chung-hee in presidential elections, Kim Dae-jung was branded public enemy number one, a communist sympathizer. He survived an assassination attempt and fled to Japan. There, the Korean Central Intelligence Agency kidnapped, drugged, and brought him out to sea. They intended to throw him overboard. It is believed he was saved only when the Japanese government and the U.S. ambassador to South Korea stepped in. In 1980, Kim was put on death row for his alleged involvement in the Gwangju Uprising, which the military regime put down with deadly force. But after intervention by the Pope and Ronald Reagan, his sentence was commuted and Kim took refuge in the United States. Veteran South Korean journalist Shim Jae-hoon says Kim was grateful but had to reconcile his rescue with his opposition to U.S. foreign policy in Korea.
Kim Dae-jung was always critical of the United States. He was critical of the United States under Park Chung-hee because he claimed the U.S. strongly supported Park in power, which is true, quite true.
Kim Dae-jung became the leader of South Korea's Democrats, but it wasn't until 1997 he won election as president. He then began work on his long-held dream of engaging North Korea, the Asia Foundation's Ed Reed.
As I understand it, his goal, you know, was not to be pro-North Korea. It was to encourage change in North Korea, providing incentives up front with the idea of long-term change.
Kim called his openings to North Korea the Sunshine Policy. Its climax came in 2000 when he and North Korean leader Kim Jong-il met in Pyongyang. And for his work, Kim won the Nobel Peace Prize. But Washington thought Kim Dae-jung was naive and misguided, and the Sunshine Policy had some dark shadows. Again, journalist Shim Jae-hoon.
We now know that Hyundai Business Group had to hand over $500 million to get this summit off the ground, you know. It was a sheer bribe. The question of what role, how much Kim Dae-jung played is still a question that has to be answered.
Shim says the scandal tarnished Kim's reputation and wound up leaving the nation even more divided between those who support engagement and those who take a hardline stance against North Korea. Kim Dae-jung spent his remaining years trying to defend engagement with the North. At a news conference in Seoul in late 2007, he told the world's Lisa Mullins that South Korean aid was having an impact on the people in North Korea.
Every year we are sending 400,000 tons of food aid and then 300,000 tons of fertilizers to North Korea. Nowadays, North Korean people secretly enjoy South Korea's popular music, TV dramas, and even films. So that has caused a lot of change in the sentiment of North Koreans these days.
Even though Kim's legacy may be mixed, there's little doubt that he helped ease tensions on the divided peninsula. But there's still a long way ahead before the Korean War is finally over. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.